out right there, so seen, yeah, Mr. Ian Dyer, Mr. Easy, seen George Knooks, the living at the building, too. Yes, I say, Dan One living at the building, too. Mm. You see me, I deal it for real. DJ Yoni living at the building, too. Seen, who is around there?
Oh, the building of talent.
I'm telling you, you're not right now, the building. Everybody, because it's a big building, you know. 4 billion in a one, you know, Brooklyn thing they set up, you know. You see my dealing, so Noxy Dede, Mr. Ian Dyer, seen, Fox and them passed through, right there, sir, Linden, you know, Nastran, New York, church over there, sir, Martin's there, sir,
Jerk Chicken Room,
yeah,
that's what an ocean could tell you for years,
yeah, Jerk Chicken around the corner. He's a Glen Zerk chicken on the corner. You see my dealer for real. So right there, so the number 2 train stop right there, so Church Avenue and Nastran. And
yeah, I just spot, I know that's what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. I think Jerk Chicken died the other day. I think he died. Somebody, I will link me. I'm gonna link me and say, yeah, you know? And say I'm impossible, you know? So, but lots and lots of talent, you know what I'm saying? But Dan one did the right, so.
Yeah,
Road International, seen DJ Fitz, General Light Power, seen, you see that Leroy Gibbons, them man, they used to come through, you see me, I say, because Fitz is in the building.
Yeah.
Walipa, I'm sure if my link bridge and Donovan and tell me about enough people where that move on to fame and guitarists, and you understand what I'm saying? For real. So Brooklyn, listen, Brooklyn was like, if you think about it, Brooklyn at one point, a lot of the hits and artists them, whether they kind of run dancehall for a while, was coming out of Brooklyn. You talk about like Shined. Yeah. We have a sunsplash.
Jamaican and New York.
A sunsplash. That's right. A sunsplash and a mashup. You understand me, dealing? Mm-hmm. Seen? Blacker ranks and Altan Black and them, man. Up here, so them kind of get the. You see me, dealing? Shaggy them, Red Fox, them youth there. Seen? My youth, the man. Dead. He died too. The English youth, the man. Seen? Bad man. Slip my head, you know. But the whole crew there, Pupa Levi and Mikey Fungus and you know, you get the Bye Bye Baby on the Wings of Love. Trevor Sparks, the man there. You see what I say? When them tune their mash right in a Brooklyn, the man there. And thing I take off internationally and Jamaica rock to them thing there. You see what I deal with? There was none of this, you have to go to Jamaica, go boss. You gotta go to Jamaica for go boss. There was none of that. You see what I say? At one point, the thing used to there. And it wasn't a big deal because they have Mackerel and them man, they come from Jamaica and a giant up the thing. And a cat and them, you see my dealing?
Yeah.
And if you think about it, Shabarangs really, kind of really boss for them coming out in the States. That's when they put out most of them hits there, was when he was here. So, you know, but this thing you have to bust from Jamaica. You see me dealing? For real. Because Mr. Easy there, I'm Mr. Easy the bus.
Mm-hmm.
See? But nowadays you can't say that, card. I mean.
Wasn't it up here when you wanted a bus too?
No, we didn't want the kind of bus out from Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah, the kind of bus out from Jamaica. You see me dealing? But not for the artists, them, right? So, back in the 80s. Used to, you know what I'm saying? For real, I remember the English youth, them used to mash it up too. You see me, I say? Fast talk of them and them thing there, for them style, you know? My God, my king, you know, over here. My God, my king, you know what I'm saying? Bound the place, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a name right
England,
now.
Them man, they are bust from, and I run Jamaica. You see me, I dealing? For real. So, them kind of music, you know? You know, see, I don't know, mumble rap and Arnold or trap dancehall.
Mumble dancehall.
Mumble dancehall and Molly dancehall.
Yeah,
you see my dealing? No Rasta. No. You have some good music in there, but you gotta sift around.
What's the tune? What's the dance?
Yeah, yeah, you have to sift around. It's my deal for find good dancehall music nowadays. You really gotta search.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Tonight I was.
Yeah, search? Did you search?
I searched and.
You searched?
None of it clean. Then the vibe is just the
anything
same.
Anything strike you? Anything?
Nah, man, it's like the same.
The same sound, the same feel?
Same sound, same feel. I was like, man, no energy. There's
you don't like, know how to play, yeah, like
man,
that.
Like little energy. And then I was just like, you know what? Actually, this is Crate number one in Serato that I played tonight.
Draw for the old favorites.
It's like, man.
You don't want to draw to Roger Wilde.
Nah. It's like, man.
I was reading something on the paper, Randy, that, and I must say, is Valiant still now? Valiant, I'm like, wow. Didn't Valiant hot like two, three weeks ago? I'm serious. Yeah. And that's what I'm reading in the entertainment paper in Jamaica. I said Valiant kinda, you know? Wow.
You know, again.
Damn.
It wasn't for that, what do you call it, rhythm that came out the other day.
Yeah.
I think we was headed for a real dead summer, spring kinda.
Yeah.
Thing, but
is there anything where you hear out there where really I go you think about or feel or no? Yeah, search your mind and yeah.
I'm searching. Actually right now I think I'm gonna for the next 2 weeks, and I'm not gonna be here next week.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit and try to go through a lot of the newer lovers and the newer culture that came
yeah.
out.
Yeah, well you got some good ones out
see,
there.
You know,
what's
beating the airwaves.
We should play more of those and mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
New wave roots rock reggae. Cause you got some really good stuff from the Proteges and the Lilac and the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the Sugars and stuff.
Yeah.
You got some good stuff. Yeah. Even some throwback with that too mixed in. Because when I was in Jamaica, I heard quite a few.
Actually,
throwback.
I saw your clip the other day and I was like, yeah, a long time I didn't play that song in truth that was playing in the background. Can't
yeah.
remember what it was.
But. No, some throwback. And they were playing these songs. And I'm like, yo, Mr. Boston, listen to them thing. The man said, oh, yeah, man, we can't take some of them thing there, you know? So it's not just, you know, it's not just us here in the States and overseas who are saying that. There are people in Jamaica and the Caribbean who are saying, boss, you know?
Yeah,
see the thing them.
I want to see what the backyard fets and all the boat rides and everything. I know
you got one on tour. Man.
You know, I know them. They what other tunes they're gonna be playing on these boats? I want to really and all these.
Yeah.
You know, these parties, the backyard parties, these big backyard parties.
Yeah.
There's a couple coming up this summer, so.
Yeah.
I want to see what the DJs are gonna come fall back on because.
You know what? You're going to have to use a skill set, man. You're going to have to use a skill set to rock these parties. It's what you play and how you play them, you know? You know what I'm saying? So, you have to touch up things like them,
yeah.
And then cue the thing and then cut away there and then cut.
Yeah.
You can play anything and get a crowd going. I mean, you know? You just got to know how to play it.
Yeah.
You see, Maddie? I've seen, and believe me, I've seen, was it? Johnny Gyad, yeah,
he lights it up.
Johnny Gyad from Bodyguard, seen play a dance, a hardcore dance, and use a regular tune. It's a dancehall with someone with a juggle hard,
yeah.
And the man use what was it? Electric Boogie, not Electric Boogie,
yeah.
One of them.
I heard him play Prestige Palace one night.
Yeah.
It was impressive because, yeah.
He knew
no
some
new
tune where
no new tunes.
Where regular tune.
Yeah, and R&B tunes. And
mash up the dance.
But you know what the funny thing about it is? Like, you remember them tunes from when you used to
yeah.
be back and dance.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why. It's like, yeah, I used to boogie woogie to this, you know. And just
yeah.
because it's not playing on the radio or just because
yeah.
it may not
yeah.
be my CD player at home, but. Yeah, when it came on, it's like, ah, sheesh.
Nah, man, Mr. Johnny Gyad do that. The man used a diamond, a mighty diamond, in a hardcore dance hall and bust the dance.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna doubt that.
And bust the dance. So I'm saying it's how you play the tune, them.
Yeah.
You see what I say? And one thing with Johnny Gyad, seeing and Johnny Gard big up yourself. May you bridging. You see what I say? One thing with Johnny Gard, if you book Johnny Gard for your dance now, hey man, they come early. Johnny Gard come when sauna all are set up and the sets up. And just a chill. And just a taking everything. Them man they come early, Randy.
Gotcha.
Early. Say I come in and taking the vibes, taking people out, come in. You with the other DJ, them I play, my study. You understand me I'm dealing? Well professional. And I come dressed, you know, come, you know, like a ragtag with you. You dealing? No, Johnny Gard, I'm a bridging. Good something there. DJ Rye too. It's pretty good like that too. You know see, but Johnny Gard, Rita, you see my dealer for real. See, but anyway, real quickly, just came back from the island of Jamaica. Did some business, you know what I'm saying? You know, almost caught a case, but see, almost caught a case, but
you can't go to Jamaica too.
I know. Well, you know what, God, get it. You have to run a thing, you know.
I'm just saying, I didn't think it could be.
No, really. You run a thing.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Just run a thing. Is it like that in Grenada, too? You run a thing?
Hey, it's who you know.
It's a small island.
It's always who you know, you know.
It's a small island.
It's always who you know.
So you have to know, so you have to go sergeant, bro, and the money, you have to talk to him.
You have to talk to him. Sometimes you're wrong, tell you to do it. Sometimes you're going to do it for you.
Yeah. I hear me off a talk to that man.
Yeah,
wow. It's all the damn same, ain't it? Randy?
That's why we like each other.
It's the same damn thing, no matter what island you go to.
That's why.
You know what I'm saying?
No matter how different we try to be, we all the same.
It's the same damn thing, no matter which island to go.
Yeah, no, pretty much.
Corruption, I guess. It's a good thing and a bad thing. No.
Depends on which side of the corruption you're on.
Corruption is a good thing and a bad thing. You see what I say? Because if you need a thing done, you can just run a money.
Which side you're on?
Find somebody and you get a car clear, or you get a type of pass, or you get a building bill.
Exactly.
We're not supposed to bill or something, you know. Again. You understand me? I said, but then again,
why?
Man, I guess, I don't know.
Look, man.
I don't know, man.
It's corrupt privilege. You got to take advantage of your privilege.
I don't know. But we should like it. Law and order straight on the line or some corruption?
Bruh, you know what?
I'm serious.
Whatever favors my point of view at the time.
You see that? That's a problem.
Look, man.
You got a problem, man.
Hey, look.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
if it's like that at the time, then I'm me.
Look, hey.
Every dog for himself and God for us all. Yeah? Every man for himself and God for us all.
Look, you know what I'm saying? If you're not costing me no money, and you can do it, do it.
I don't know.
But if you're costing me money, then we got problems.
If you're driving,
all right,
police come and say, hey, y'all go, you know, 75 in our 55 mile in our zone. You see me, I say? I'm going to give you a ticket, and the ticket will cost $800. Or you can just leave something with me for your three bills at $300, you know?
You know what? I take my chance in court.
You would?
I'll take my chance in court.
Why?
Because the fact of the matter is, he looking to get his, but the system is always looking to get theirs as well.
Yeah.
And if you, it's 300, the system might be 4.
Yeah.
But sometimes he make a mistake. Now guess what?
Uh-huh.
Cost me nothing.
Yeah. So in that case,
you'll
take a chance.
I'm taking my chances.
Your insurance lapse, you didn't realize the inspection. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to take away your car. Boss, I can't take away your car. And I'll just give me something and make it go on.
Partners, let me say this to you. My father always tell me, don't move it unless you know it's right. So, I know.
You ain't riding dirty.
I don't ride dirty at all. So, because I like when they pull up and they say, where your papers at?
Yeah.
Just hand it to them. I've been in that situation
already.
1 o'clock in the morning, roadblock in the back of industrial complex, in the back of Foster in Brooklyn. I just trying to get home, just came from Queens.
Yeah.
Roadblock. Ah, shucks. I just registered the car probably about a month.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You know, everything, Chris? No, all right. So I roll up there. We're just doing a safety check. All right, go okay, right ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hand him my, he asked for the paperwork. I hand him the paperwork. Now I hand the man my driver's license, insurance card, okay, and registration.
Yeah.
All say the same three names. Is this your car?
Okay. Okay.
So, okay.
Two thoughts
went through my head right now. It's like, I'm less than 5 minutes from my house. Or I can really right now speech off this one and I ain't gonna go home tonight.
So you said, yes, sir.
You know, yes. And you just hand me my paperwork. I say, see that?
That decision right there. Yeah.
So, as I said, nah, you gotta know which side you want to be on.
Right? The system. Clear out your car upon Wharf. I come from Wharf in a Grenada and you want to clear it. You want to clear it quick and pay less. You know the man around the Wharf and thing, and you can squeeze my thing and get a car clear.
The thing about it is, I have that convenience, but I don't use it.
Oh, you do?
I do have that convenience, and I don't.
Oh, well, you're one of the privileged ones. You know what I'm saying? You're one of the privileged ones.
Because I'm not going to put somebody in a position that I don't want to be in.
Yeah.
You understand? Because if somebody accidentally sees something in, now they have it on top of his head.
Yeah, but when I said about the man, they do that for a while. The man we have squeezed something.
Nah, because you see, that man I know is on the up and up.
Well, that's a year, yeah. But I'm not talking about them good man there.
Yeah, that's that.
Them man there some good man.
The crook them.
Are some good man. Not talking about the man them where you just run a thing and you're...
Oh, we know them too, coming. But, you know.
I mean, if I have a car, I'm a car for coming in Jamaica, I mean, I can run a thing and get it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So, if I have something like Brooklyn Wharf and, you know, I can get it, but,
let me tell you something. You know what I'm saying? As I said, take it how you could get it.
So, I guess corruption and thing and, you know, it not go...
As long as you ain't taking money out of my pocket,
it's not going to stop.
Inconveniencing me, do your thing.
It's here in the States and rampant too, is who you know, and links.
Hey.
Yes, man, says so. You know, but I guess because these islands are so small, I guess that's why it impacted that much. You know what I'm saying?
But everybody know everybody. And the thing about who you're robbing, right? You're robbing Peter to pay Paul, or you're robbing Peter, and then it's still coming back. Paul get robbed too.
Rob Peter to pay Paul, and then rob Paul and pay back Peter.
You know what I'm saying? So,
No. For real. So anyway, Danny said, well, it's good to have somebody on payroll. You know? It is good. It is good. You know what I'm saying? But Jamaica is terrible when it comes to that, though. When it comes to... But, you know,
It's not just Jamaica. It's everywhere.
We're not talking about Jamaica. You know, see? And then we can't talk about Trinidad. We can't talk about...
It's everywhere.
But Barbados, you know, Barbados is there because I've done things, you know. But none of the man in Barbados, I'm afraid, you know.
Again, afraid. If you get
when a man have a government job, more.
Because it's not easy to get.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get.
So in Barbados,
it's not easy to get.
A man have a government job. And
it's not easy to get.
A man is like this. You see what I say?
Plus, Barbados still follows those hardcore...
British
rules and
regulations.
And formalities and all those other things. They're hardline with that.
If somebody at Barbados and you're a man catch up and you say, hey, I'm carrying a court,
I know, trust me. I walked in there
just
going through immigration. I was like, why do I come to this place?
No.
It's like everywhere else is different.
Yeah,
have a good day. Them is like, nah, man. They run you through the ringer still.
No, it's like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah.
You want you to join the line and
you have to stand there properly.
Yeah.
Why are you slouching? Don't slouch.
Yeah. The line is right here.
Yeah. Don't cross it.
The line is here.
Why is your toe over the line?
I'm serious. You know? When they give a man a Bobby, there's a little authority. And Visions will tell you that. If you give a man just a little authority, he's gonna exert that to the fullest. If he's a security that's holding the door or to just let people in, oh my God. Damn. He's like, no, no, you cannot be here, boy.
Yeah, and you're just they like, get, they get really, they get
like,
really
dude, just relax yourself, my boss.
Nah, nah.
I want him, man.
Nah, you get locked up for that. They don't play.
I don't go, I waste time. I say, yo, big man, that's cool, man.
Nah, bro. I'm taking chances. You gotta come be Jordan Barbados one of these days if you keep going. I'll tell you right now.
I'm telling you, man, for real. See, but you are blessed love, enough of enough and enough respect. Was in Jamaica. It was a good experience. Jamaica was packed. Lots and lots and lots of people. For the last couple of months, I guess, it's just been tourists coming in, none left, right, center. The airports are crazy. It's just actually the roads crazy. Just lots and lots of people flying in the island. Even though they say it's a level 3 travel advisory to travel to Jamaica. That's right.
Yeah, but
that's right. They say level 3 travel advisory. Be careful.
I'm telling you.
You know?
I'm telling you right now. I've been looking at all the ads and stuff and all the hotel ads, and I'm like,
oh my God,
I think I need to hit Negril Rail soon.
Dude, I can't, you know, but when we go, I'm asked, hold on, you know? And they actually, if I read the paper, they actually increase flights to those destinations.
Isn't there a new airport down there too?
Huh?
Isn't there another airport down there too?
Yeah, they just open. It's just turned international. It's been there. It's the Ian Fleming Airport that's in Portland.
Okay.
Now it's now an international airport. And it's many flights from like Florida and stuff like that. Short flights, like from Florida, anything within a 2-hour range.
Okay.
So lots of American Airlines flights from Florida.
Yeah, them smaller jets.
They're smaller jets, and private jets.
Yeah.
Going into the Ian Fleming Airport, which is great because that's on the side of the island where it was kind of difficult to get to.
Yeah.
But now they have the highways. They're cutting the highway, a massive highway across. So it's a pretty good thing. You know, I drove from Kingston to Montego Bay, and the highway, it's not Highway 2000, I forgot which highway is that, but that highway is, I clocked it, it's 37 miles long for that highway, a double lane highway and thing like that. Pretty good. From Kingston, out of Ferry Highway, which is on the edge of Kingston and Spanish Town, to St. Anne's Bay, where Duns River is,
okay,
it'll take you about 38 minutes.
Wow, not bad.
38 minutes. That used to take over 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
We have to go through Fern Gully and
been there, done that.
You used to go through Fern Gully and stuff like. But that's about a 38 minute ride. Right now, you're boom right into Ocho Rios.
Nice.
And our Discover Bay, and then from there to Montego Bay, it will take you probably depends on how you drive. Another 38, another 40 minutes probably. So it'll take you 1.5, maybe 2 hours to get from Kingston to Montego Bay, when it used to take close to damn near 3.5-4 hours.
And I'm going
to
tell y'all right now, that is a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
It's a real nice.
You're talking the Fern Gully ride?
Well, no, to go from Ochi to Montego Bay.
Along the coastline.
Along the coastline, yeah. That's a beautiful ride.
Along the coastline, yeah.
You get to see the mountains to your left.
And that's what I like about the North Coast in Jamaica, is because it's so easy to get to the mountains. The mountain, it's like 15-20 minutes.
You could turn.
And you're in the mountains.
You're in the mountains, no matter what you do.
You're in the mountains, 15-20 minutes, you're in the mountains. Down from that, you have White Sand Beach.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you can get lost in those damn mountains too. So, you know what I'm saying?
Be careful.
Yeah. So anyway, I go to Jamaica, come off at the airport, going to the airport. The first thing with me like this, run go buy a patty. Go buy a beef patty.
I don't blame you.
So, usually I go, but you know, I've been having some stomach issues, so I actually ease off of the pepper. I walk in and I say, hey, let me get 4 patty there, see? Let me get 2 mild and 2 spicy, you know? And I just learned, after being a Jamaican for over almost 60 damn years, that there's no mile. There's no mile. No mile. No mile patties.
What you trying to say?
There's no mile patties. They're like, no, just, I don't too much pepper there in the man. It's all right. After all these years. Went to another establishment. Yeah, you get a mile, you know?
Yeah.
No, no.
No, it's only spicy.
One thing, that's it. Up here in this.
You know what they say? You're Americanized.
Not true. Not true.
The American makers.
Not true. Not true.
You're a mild party.
Mild party. The man who say, no, one. One thing, one thing.
Come on,
Randy. What's pepper? No, I just learned that there is no mild patties. You ain't gonna get no mild
here.
You can't go a golden crust and
get mild,
spicy and mild, right?
Mild, yeah. Can.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go that. Don't go Jamaica thinking you're
gonna get no, mild. No.
Warning.
I did not know that.
That's your level 3 warning right there.
I did not know that. That there's no mild beef patties in Jamaica. It's not mild and spicy. It's just it's one thing. You know what I'm saying? So that was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? For real. What else? Just real quick, as I got 5 minutes, I'm gonna go around this scene. What else? Let's see.
Dubai.
Huh?
Dubai.
Dubai?
Water more than flower.
What may I say?
Dubai, you know? Flood, a desert flood.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Yeah.
What the? Anyway, I don't know.
So.
Wow. Yeah, go ahead.
So they had what?
Dubai.
18 hours of rain in less than an hour or something like that.
Yeah, and then wash.
And it flooded. What didn't flood?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, cars, everything. You know,
yeah.
You know they have pretty expensive cars there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some serious rain.
Yeah.
But then it started bringing up the thing where now they're saying that they seed clouds down there.
I used to hear that from a long time. I think so too.
So
yeah.
So yeah. People, if you never believe that they are tampering with the weather, believe it now. They're tampering with the weather.
Yeah. Wash away.
Yeah.
For real. You don't see it. But
airport
that
flood. I mean, and I've flown into Dubai, and I can tell you right now, when you're in that plane looking out, all you see is desert.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to see that place on the water. Planes traveling through water, wheels being shown.
Well, those are seas back in the days, you know. That was ocean. Those are oceans. You're talking a long, 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 long time ago.
Reclaimed land.
It was oceans. I mean,
yeah,
sometime the earth just reaches itself. So it does happen, you know. You see what I said?
No, that rain. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes that does happen, you know. You don't see it.
So they're messing with the weather. So believe it.
No, it's absolutely, absolutely true. Pier 1 in Montego Bay, Pier 1 and Margaritaville in Montego Bay is closed, it's shut down, you know? It's shut down because it got flooded. The ocean came up, and, you know, Margaritaville is up there.
Yeah.
That water came
right
all the way up, you know? And you're talking about maybe a 20, 30 foot.
You missed the earthquake.
Nah.
You was here for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was the day. Was I leaving that day or something? Yeah. No. I was here.
That was a Friday. That was a Friday?
Yeah. I think it was a Friday. I think I was leaving that day there or something. Yeah. No. Then and Angela said, hey, the washing machine, I shaped the place. I said, nah, man. No. When was my brief, my underwear, them big. But, you know. But no.
And your machine level.
Yeah. I'm like, the whole house? No. It's shit. But with most Jamaicans, really, come to earthquake. I mean,
I've been accustomed to that. Yeah,
yeah, because, you know, we're on a fault line.
Yeah, you're accustomed to that.
That was earthquake. Some in Jamaica. This is what I said. Grenade. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, we all
are. What the fault line? Kicking Jimmy in a Grenada. This is what I said. All these are going away. You understand what I'm dealing for real. You see it. But one thing that pissed me off down there in Jamaica, though, I was telling you that I was in a resort for a couple of days and the girl was playing a game and she said, like, who is the king of dancehall? And one of the tourists said, I'm a Beanie Man, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, no. Beanie Man has a couple of good songs and some people know him internationally, but no. The biggest internationally known king of dancehall is Vybz Kartel. And I'm like,
strong statement.
May I hear that? Come here, bun. Come here, bun a spliff for me. I say, hold on. Caught me mid puff, you know.
I'm a joke.
Smoke a count on my ears when I hear that, man. You know, see it. I mean, I said, nah. You understand? So next day, I go up to the bar. I mean, I said, my youth, you know, we're not dealing, you know? You know, see it. And then we start arguing with them. Start arguing with them. Nah, man, you can't answer that, you know? If anybody can tell me one dancehall anthem, that Vybz Kartel has, one dancehall anthem, where you think it's going to play 10, 15 years from now, let me know. Please, let me know which one of Kartel song them. I'll go play it 20 years from now, like Cape Town slew them, like Beanie Man, Zim Zimmer.
It's a classic, bro. I don't even have the Beamer anymore, but because I have the key, I flash the key.
Oh, you got the key.
I got the key to the Beamer.
I still got the key, yeah. I'm just saying, if you can tell me one Kartel anthem, Kartel, which one? Rampin' Shop.
Yeah, but that hardly, I haven't heard that play in a while.
That's right. You know, I'm going to a dance hall and people rock that, you know what I'm saying? No, you're not going to hear that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear some classic sizzler. You can't even go back to the 80s and hear some of them song there. So, you know what I'm saying? And Wolpa Beanie Man, Wolpa Capleton, Wolpa Bounty. Lots of Bounty.
Bounty.
Shabba.
Shine.
You're going to hear some Shabbas and stuff like that. So, yeah. You can't. So, for that.
Baby Sham.
Yeah. And people are actually comparing online. It's Vybz Kartel and Bob Marley.
It's the hype right now.
That's a joke, man.
Because those two topics, the movies and the theaters, and he's fighting for his freedom. So, I think that's where people are starting to try to make a contrast. But again,
how accurate is that?
It's the Jordan.
How accurate is that?
It's the Jordan. This is the Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron James argument now.
Damn.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what that is.
That's a stretch.
That's what that is. And it's a stretch. Because again, what Bob achieved, is Vybz is riding that wave.
Yeah.
You know, that's a wave that's still being written by, you know.
But not on that level, though.
To make that comparison where
The Kartel people are trying to force force it on people. You see what I'm saying?
I guess if you get tried in a court of popular opinion and people like you, it can sway the vote, verdict in your direction.
Yeah.
If the court of popular opinion wins out, but that's a stretch. That's a real stretch.
It's a long stretch. You know,
that's
see,
a stretch.
But anyway, I was surprised at that. But the good news is that they're playing classical dancehall music in Jamaica a lot. Lots of roots, lots of rub-a-dub. They're playing that a lot.
Because we need that in our lives.
No. They're playing that a lot. So that was a good thing. I hear that pretty much everywhere I go. You know, see it for real. Seeing so, but big man Randy inside the building. Randy is heading off to Grenada.
Yeah, I'm there next week.
Okay. He'll be there next week. I'll be heading to Barbados.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'll be broadcasting here. So, you know what I'm saying? So, for real. So, blessed love. Enough love, enough honor, enough respect. Master Pan. You know what I'm saying? Glad to be back inside the States. You know? You know, see it for real. It's a good thing to travel. See? So, blessed love. And keep it locked. See? Big man Randy.
Want me a mouth? Make it go boom. Want me a mouth? Make it go boom. Want me a mouth?
Marshall says Ahsoka time, you know. That's what Marshall said. That's what he said. Marshall said time for Ahsoka time, you know. That's what he said. He's pretty confident that Ahsoka are going to take over from reggae and Afro beats. He's pretty sure about that, you know. You know, see it. What do you think? How people are dancing to it? So, you see what I say? For real.
Dirty, it's dirty or dirty. Dirty. Don't tell me no creep. I don't care who wants to call my name. Dirty, it's dirty or dirty. Dirty. Me and my crew, let's get on dirty. No business about nobody. We do run, we run, run. Drunk and I don't give a, don't give a damn my behavior. Dirty, what? We do run, we run, run. If you see me,
DJ Danny, big up yourself, see? Lyrical delivered, big up yourself, see? BC! Wagwan BC, BC player, big up yourself.
As a job, I rely as a job, me don't care what nobody say. Them say the job man, they send me rehab, cause I play the job every day. Make room for this, give me space for this. Thank God for this, get on board for this.
So when I dead, put job job on me to stay.
How you mean?
Man, when I dead, put job job on me to stay.
They got a carnival in Grenada.
Of course.
When?
Second weekend of August. Carnival, Grenada, Spice Bath. The biggest. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
I'm gonna defend for them, eh? I'm gonna defend Grenada to the nutmeg.
the biggest
of Grenada. Trust me.
In my blood.
I'm telling you, black blood in me vein, jump. Black blood in me vein, jump. Black blood in me vein, mass we going insane. Black blood in me vein, jump. Black blood in me vein, jump. Black blood in me vein.
So the island is packed. Is packed.
Oh, it gets loaded.
Wow.
It gets loaded.
Yeah.
No space for nothing.
Wow.
I'll send you the videos. I tell you, I had to send you the videos.
Yeah. Send me the video. I'd love to see it, man. Because everybody talk about Trinidad Carnival, and you know.
Well, Grenada's a small island, and they're trying to fit everybody in there.
Trying to fit everybody in there. Yeah. But Grenada is also a tourist destination too. So you know, yeah, it's a tourist. You know, Trinidad is not so much a tourist destination as like a Grenada. You know what I'm saying? So you know, yes, I could expect. I know a lot of people went to Grenada to get married and stuff like that. So you know, you know, see it. So. So that helps. That's a lot. Trust me. You know. So you guys always have tourists coming in, and it's a constant flow. But carnival time. Boom. See? With Trinidad now, carnival time is when people really say, all right, well, I got Trinidad. Isn't that dealing? And I don't think them have a tourism minister, tourism or department like that fit. It's like how... Well, I'm sure in Grenada they got that.
The thing about it is that...
Yeah. A
couple years back, probably 20 years back, the government moved to a more tourist-based economy. Whereas Trinidad is not really a tourist-based economy.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Trinidad is industry, right?
Yeah.
They're manufacturing, petroleum.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? They're the South Jamaica.
Carbon Bees.
Yeah, they're the South Jamaica, right?
Yeah, Carbon Bees.
Producer. Same thing for Trinidad. They're the producers in the South Caribbean.
Yeah.
So people get, you know, food... You know, a lot of manufacturing, food, lot of
candy, dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, all that
things,
comes from...
Yeah, things like those. Yeah, carbon-based products come from Trinidad, see? But they try to put Trinidad and Tobago as a tourist...
Tobago's a tourist spot.
Is a tourist spot, see? But I don't think they push that enough, though. They don't push it enough. And it should be an island by itself and should be totally independent. I think they'll do better, you know? But that's for another fight, you know. Trinidad doesn't like that. They like to hold on to Tobago. Isn't that deal it? For real, see?
Come a little closer, I guess. I don't give what they did. and she act like fire. From her toes right up to the ceiling in the room. Run, she want wine and the dirt. She want know what I'm on. So, run you gon' do. Come and press up on you.
Is it ears and a hair for me? Plus It's WSB 90.1 FM Stony Brook. Right here at the University of Stony Brook. Every single Thursday, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. See? You get music like this.
You look cute with the pasty and your ass just up, baby. Do the thing with my leg, baby. You know my love and the right. Hey,
what?
What's she and she best friend? That's her best friend? Say, hey, bestie. Hey, get away, you climb on your best friend. Take your time on your jam with the best friend. Best friend, just jam with the best friend. Hey, get away, you wine with the best friend. Best friend, just steam with the best friend. Pop two pills, share your mind with the best friend. Best friend, wine on the best friend.
Let me go, let me go, let me
jump. I tell she pen, she say yes, sir. Got your whip out, yes, sir. Got fling it back, yes, sir. Got give me that, yes, sir. I tell she pen, she say yes, sir. Got your whip out, yes, sir. Got fling it back, yes, sir. Girl, give me that, yes, sir.
I want she walk on the long thing, thing longer than planting. The way that you dancing, you feeling romancing. Walk on the big thing, you bouncing like shock spring. You whining on all thing, fat thing or a small thing.
I tell she bend, she say yes, sir. Got your whip back, yes, sir. Got fling it back, yes, sir. Girl, give me that, yes, sir.
I tell she boy, when you whining, stick, stick, you stick up on me. The way you're pushing back. Shake your bumper just like the baseline. Drop to the ground, you're lower than the trade line. In the fet, you come talk a good time. You have your money, you're playing in front line. Girl, bumper just need to all line. Hush, don't waste time. We in the road, we come to bumper side. Oh, when you're whining, stick, stick, you stick up on me. The way you're pushing back, pushing it right back.
Picture me on that bumper. Let we make a movie now. You a star, girl, you a star. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bend right in the camera. You don't even need filter. I go be a director. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girl, I'm just so in love with that bumper. I want to give you all of my fire.
Randy.
Girl, it's real fire. 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 Wind back and tell me, baby. Which side of your bumper you want it?
Also coming to the UBS Theater, UBS Theater right there in Queens, scene. Niger Boy, Jada Kingdom, Massacre, and Mr. Killer, scene. And that's coming up, I think, May 10th. In the UBS Theater, Farm Up Jamaica, we're bridging Neil. Big up yourself, Neil. Your thing, seen? That's right, climate smart farming. And I'm Niger Boy, Jada Kingdom, Massacre, and Mr. Killer will be representing in the UBS Theater, seen?
6:30, girl, show me what you got. Walk up the thing, girl, show me what you got. Bend over now and catch, catch. Wine, wine, push, push.
Also coming up in the UBS Theater scene. Version Jammin's promotion scene.
It's Kim, Charlie Wilson, and Drew Hill. That's coming up for Mother's Day. Coming up soon, see? And it's right in the UBS Theater. Okay, I'll have some tickets for that. As a matter of fact, you know what? Next week, I'll just give her some tickets. That girl, Mr. Killer. How you talk bad? Him can't perform. I see him bad. Bad, Randy. Mr. Killer can't perform. You see my dealing? Mr. Killer and Elephant Man on a show. That was something else. Killer and Elephant Man on the same show. Oh, Lord of mercy. Them fat girls. Those fat girls wasn't safe, man. Those big girls was not safe. Killer and Ellie. Oh man, that was a show. That was because him can perform.
Yeah.
I one of the best performers. But I'll tell a lie. The man, but this man say. He is from Grenada. Killer from Grenada, right? I want a roly poly. Big is he in Grenada, Killer?
Huge.
He's huge.
Put it this way.
And run the place.
I remember the first year I was introduced to Killer. I was in Grenada.
Mm.
And he was to perform the night. He had an accident that day.
Yeah.
And that night, he still went on the stage and he won the competition.
Wow. Wow.
Me and you.
Relentless.
And that was in 2004.
Relentless. So, I don't know him from long time in a Grenada.
Yeah.
Kid, y'all know him from the grassroots.
To grown man now.
Oh, okay. So, he never just spring up from nowhere. So, when we hear about him, a long time, I don't know him in a Grenada. Oh, okay. See, Mr. Killer. See? Yeah.
Every time I watch you, oh baby, I'm challenged by your size. When you start to roll it, me and you will mash a paradise. When I look into your eyes, a tide and satirize. I want you to kill me with those eyes, but girl, you are my prize. Wind up and roll it, make the gongs a shake. Girl, jiggle it, control it, make the gongs a shake. Let me jack it up and hold it, make the gongs a shake. Not even this world can hold it, make the gongs a shake.
I had some rum.
See me no like this, hold them on fight this. Hold to man, go give good night this. Pull corruption for you and like this. Babble and no like this, hold them on fight this.
Never would I ever turn a chichi man. I'm just too clever. I would love the girl forever.
Everybody know.
Never, I will never turn a chichi man.
As long as there is girl for me to wind up on.
And I know that no, now me girl them will turn no lesbian.
Never, green, never. Something in blue, everybody happy. Full mass in the city, double tenors ringing.
The best part of carnival for me is Juve.
Yeah.
The best part of carnival for me is Juve.
Someday.
The best part of carnival for me is Juve.
Yeah.
The best part of carnival for me is Juve.
Killer.
When you know that Bruno, they are the best of carnival. Tell you Juve is the best part of this carnival. Everybody jumping up, whining, and they're having fun. Well, we get it to be in Grenada. We can never learn from another side.
The best part of carnival for me is Juve.
Yeah.
The best part of carnival for me is Juve.
You ever jump in the sun and rain? No, never. Get sick and say never me again. No, never. Or say you ain't drinking rum again. No, never. The last time you fall and block a train. You're telling people you stop, but you can't pull me with that. Look you in the band me back, whining like an acrobat. What you doing to the track? Have you in a state of shock? As you see, I've a full head gone. So don't you ever.
So what's the next Grenadian artist? Is it right there, so... Behind Killer.
Talpri, Loverman.
Talpri from long time. Before, in bus, before Killer.
Yeah.
Right? Talpri bus before Killer. Yeah, may you're about him way before Killer. Yeah.
Hey!
the soca world and view Vegas.
Who?
Mr. Vegas, like how I'm fitting, mister.
Vegas doesn't fit in.
Huh?
Vegas don't fit in.
No, it doesn't fit in.
It's
even
it's,
when he had those hits, it didn't
it's
fit in.
It's more of a how can you call it? It's
name or just name?
It's just name, you know. People appreciate the songs, but yeah. When it comes down to the islands are very territorial when it comes to their music.
So even though I'm stepping there sometime, once in a while, like, one and two songs.
I mean, Trinidad almost burned down when Killer won their international soca.
Really?
Time. Yeah.
But his stuff is good.
But it becomes territorial, like you came on our soil and won.
Really? Wow. That's how the man them look at it. That's how they look at it? Wow.
They're very territorial.
Take
so
it,
like,
take it serious.
When St. Vincent Carnival comes around,
yeah,
Vincentians don't want to hear other people's music. They just want to hear Vincent music. Same thing in
really?
Grenada. During Grenada Carnival, you can lose your speakers if you're playing other things other than Grenadian music.
Really?
Yeah, it's...
I saw the man I'm going.
Yeah, it comes
the
really...
The man I'm serious.
Yeah, it comes where I want to hear our music when it comes to Carnival. So...
Wow.
Yeah, and...
Dance, reggae is not like that. Reggae, once a thing good, then, you see what I say, whether it be gentlemen or whoever, you see what I say? I didn't know that. I didn't know the man didn't take it that serious, boss.
I know, it gets serious.
They're patriotic right, when yeah. it comes to them yeah. soca.
During the year, they'll yeah. take what I was looking for the world was yeah. novelties.
Yeah.
They'll let you play that novelty stuff.
Yeah.
When but it comes to Carnival. When it comes Carnival time, nah, they want to hear their music.
The man them buy us there. That's not good. That ain't good, man. That's not good.
I didn't realize how it was worse until I actually saw it for myself.
No. That's not good for the music, though. That's not good for the industry. You see
what I'm saying? Carnival time?
Yeah.
You're a DJ playing reggae, you're a novelty.
Wow.
You're a novelty. They don't
so I can't go keep a reggae dance all in a carnival time.
Not during carnival time. Yeah. Any other time of the year,
yeah.
It is huge.
Oh, but at a film time.
But around carnival time, no.
We want our thing, carnival, a free thing. That's it. Okay, I got you. I guess I forget them thing.
Oh, no,
that's a them thing.
Yeah, they.
And I'm want your Trinity thing.
Yeah.
And I'm want your St. Vincent
so
thing.
So the fact
and
that
Grenadian thing,
somebody
want.
Leave where they leave to come to win this competition.
I'm mashing the thing, yeah.
I wasn't too happy.
Wow.
There's a lot of money, too.
Wow. Okay, so the man them patriotic when them come to them things. See?
I say you're wrong to give it rum. You're wrong to give it. I say you're wrong to give it rum. You're wrong to give it. Because you're wrong to give it rum. You're wrong to give it. I say you're wrong to give it rum. Nah. When you see me touch on your knee tongue.
We miserable.
My people we drinking up in rum.
We miserable.
Stamping up like we ain't got no sense.
Nah. We miserable.
We breaking down while we breaking down fence.
Like we from the mental, see we dress up in pink. We start in the mask now, so don't try spoiling ink. It's a whole set of madness when we drink.
I say you're wrong to give it rum. You're wrong to give it. I say you're wrong to give it rum. You're wrong to give it. Because you're wrong to give it rum. You're wrong to give it. I say you're wrong. I say you're wrong.
Static. I had some stress, so I take some shots. But the amount that take...
It's a dog, yes, sir. It's a dog. It's a killer. Big up yourself, see?
So I say, who is talking and where you're from? The voice tell me, my name is Mr. Rum. You hear the iron? That means it's dark. Don't let nobody style you. Mash it up flat. Tell me, pick up something. Anything. From tell me to grab something. Anything. I just want to pick up
something. Yo, that's what I'm bad, but I'll tell a lie.
Bad.
That's
what he teared them
for that way. Well, I'm never gonna grab a cheer, man.
Let's
see a man grab a man and run with him.
Trust me, man was a woman.
But yo, I'm telling you, man, this mashup the thing.
Yeah.
This mashup
Trinidad.
Yeah.
Done the police.
I guess the man never like it.
They were not too happy about it.
Really?
Ooh.
It's a good tune.
Of course, they loved it too. But the fact of the matter is, he won. That's when corruption would have been in their favor.
Yeah, oh, Mr. Yo, I met the man with.